The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Really want to sing along here. Flying Without Wings by the wonderful Westlife. Well, you've just heard that they have now extended their residency to celebrate 25 years in music at the Three Arena from 5 nights to 13 nights due to quite phenomenal demand. And it's got us thinking, is it time for Westlife to be recognised in something like an Irish Music Hall of Fame? We're wondering, are they just a bit underappreciated? Well, to discuss all of this, I am joined by arts journalist Pat Carty. Pat, you have just been treated there to the voice of Mark Feely singing one of their most famous songs. Were you in heaven?
Well, Ciara, first of all, you used the word wonderful there in your introduction. So can I presume that you're a fan?
Okay, I'm going to say it. I've been to see Westlife 3 times and I am not, okay, I'm slightly ashamed, but I am not ashamed.
Well,
I have had some of my most fun nights out at Westlife concerts over the years.
Well, I mean, everybody is entitled to a night out. How can I be politic about this? Everybody's entitled to a night out. Everybody's entitled to spend their money the way they like. Would I be Westlife's number one fan? Absolutely not. No, I'm afraid not.
Now, let's just go a little bit further. Let's probe that. You're not their number one fan.
No,
are you
no,
a
I wouldn't
fan
be in the top 10
at all?
No, I'd have to I'll be honest here. Now, I wish them nothing but the best. And what you're saying there about, is it 13 nights now? And also, we should note as well that they're playing 7 or 8 nights in the SSE Arena in Belfast at the same time. And that brings it up, according to one report in one paper, that's something like 74 times they've played the Three Arena since they first performed there when it used to be called the Point Depot back in 1999, which is more than any other act. By playing 13 nights in a row, they're breaking their own record of 12 nights in a row. So no one else has done that before. So by any rationale, you have to take your hat off to them, to the business side of it, certainly. Now, the music side would leave me very, very cold indeed. I'm talking Arctic cold now.
Okay, why? Why do you not like it? What's wrong with the music?
Okay, well, let's take an example. They put out a new single today. I don't know if you've heard it yet. Chariot is the name of it.
Oh, the one that they've written or co-written with Ed Sheeran.
That's right, Ed Sheeran and Johnny McDade of Snow Patrol as well, and a fellow called Will Reynolds. I'm not sure who he is. But so David from your show rang me today, and he made me at gunpoint over the phone listen to this song. And I have to say, it doesn't really do it for me. It's just what I look for in music is that I feel something from it, and it just didn't make me feel anything. Well, it made me feel like turning down the volume, but apart from that, it didn't really make me feel anything. Now, that's not to say that other people might not think they're the greatest thing of all time, and people are entitled to think that. But it's okay not to like stuff as well, and it wouldn't be my cup of tea. Put it that way.
I think you're being very diplomatic here.
I'm trying my best here. Well, listen, let me tell you a story then that I saw here about Westlife, and this will maybe give you some sort of idea that in the early 2000s. Their single My Love, and again that was one I didn't know, so I did listen to it earlier on. It was apparently used by the CIA as part of a torture program in Afghanistan, where they play it very loud to get people, you know, to assault prisoners' senses and all that kind of thing. And as I was listening to it earlier on, I'm not trying to belittle torture now or make light of it or anything like that, but if the CIA played that in my direction, I'd give them my PIN number, my secrets, I'd make up a few secrets, anything to get them to turn it down. How about that?
Oh my God, they could play Shane Filan to me 24/7 for 2 years and I wouldn't open my mouth, not a hope. I'd be in my absolute element. I just wonder...
I wanted to say as well, just that I know that they're reduced down to a 3-piece for this tour because Mark Feely, is that his name, is recovering from some medical problems. And all joking aside, I want to wish him the very best.
Yes.
You know, that's all I want to say.
Yes, and I would agree with you. And actually, I wouldn't be as interested in going to see Westlife without Mark Feely. I just wonder sometimes...
Oh, how does it make a difference?
Because he's the one that can really sing himself and
chill. All right. Okay, fair enough.
I'll be honest about that. I just wonder sometimes if there's a bit of a bias, a bit of a snobbery, particularly from music journalists or music critics towards pop music, and in particular towards boy bands.
Well, that might be the case. I don't know if I'd call it snobbery. You know, I mean, there's plenty of rock music I don't like as well, you know. Like, we mentioned Snow Patrol there. I certainly wouldn't be their number one fan either. But, you know, I just think it's just a matter of taste, and everybody is down to their own. Now, you might say that some people would have a snobbery against them because they might be seen as a manufactured act. Do you know what I mean? That they don't that they were put together in a certain way, and it's very commercially minded. And I don't know this for a fact now, and you can correct me. I'm not sure if they're involved in the songwriting much at all. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I don't know, so it wouldn't be fair for me to say. But, you know, Elvis Presley didn't write any songs, and nobody's holding that against him. So you might be right. There might be some snobbery. I hope that's not the case with me. As I say, I did perform due diligence and actually listen to some of the stuff today. And, being polite and nice and everything, because it's daytime radio, it just wouldn't be my cup of tea at all.
Do you think there's talent there?
Oh God, you're really putting me on the spot here, aren't you? I suppose they can. You've been to see them three times. You say they can hold a tune. They can walk around the stools on the stage without bumping into them. I suppose that's an achievement in itself as well. You know, they're good looking lads. I wish them nothing but the best. They're obviously they've got good business heads on their shoulders, them and the people who are looking after them. I mean, you have to take it like this. I'm looking at more figures here. Apparently, they've sold over 55 million records. That's not to be sneezed at. Yep. They've been streamed something like 3 billion times around the world.
16 and, Irish number ones, 14 16, UK number ones, 6 million concert tickets. I'm just wondering, the whole point was, is it time that they're more recognised? If there was an Irish Music Hall of Fame, would you put them in there?
Well, it depends on what you're basing it on. As regards commercial success, 100% absolutely, you couldn't not have them in there. If you were talking about artistic achievement, well, that'll be down to who's judging that and who makes that decision. Now, for me, I wouldn't have them in there. But for you, you would. So why would my opinion be any more valid than yours?
Well, I'm just wondering, what do you think the benchmark should be?
Well, if you start mentioning them in terms, this is now down a matter of taste, okay? And this is down to my taste. So if you were putting them into an Irish Music Hall of Fame, could you compare any of Westlife's albums to, I don't know, Act Tongue Baby by U2 or Veed and Fleet by Van Morrison? Now, some people might say they're much better than that. I wouldn't. I wouldn't put them in the same ballpark at all.
I wouldn't go that far.
Again, yeah, fair enough. I'm glad to hear it. But that would be, you know, would they move you in the same way that, say, Sinead O'Connor singing Nothing Compares to You, just to pick an example off the top of my head, might do? Well, it wouldn't for me. But for all the people who are going to, and I don't know, did the tickets sell out this morning? I presume there was a good run on them.
Yeah, now that they've added the three more dates. I mean, I hear you on the Sinead O'Connor Nothing Compares to You, but you need to see Shane singing Tell Me What Makes a Man. I mean, if that doesn't move you to tears, Pat, I don't know what will.
Well, it might move me towards the door, maybe, or a different kind of tears, as in Janie Mac, when is this going to end, you know? But that's just me. I wish anyone who put their hand in their pocket this morning, they're just as entitled as any fan of any band in Whelan's or wherever you might be to have their night out. And fair play to them.
Yeah, but I think you prefer the ones who've, you know, traipsed around the city with their guitar.
Yeah, but I'm an old man.
Slept on couches and
Westlife,
really.
Westlife aren't making
for their
records
success.
Yeah, well, Westlife aren't aiming at me. And I doubt it now that Nicky or Shane or Kian or any of the lads are at home crying into a bag of money because Pat Carty won't go to the show. You know, I think they'll be okay.
All right, Pat Carty, I'm very impressed you knew their names. I've had some texters in this evening. Some of the best nights I've had with the girls have been to see Westlife. I'm a five-timer, says Mags, and she can't wait to see them again. I might see you there, Mags. No offence, but Westlife are absolutely cheesy pop. Zero desire to see them live. Even if you gave me tickets and brought me there, I'd still have to consider if I would bother. I defy you to go along and not enjoy yourself. It's just simple good fun. Do send us your thoughts and your opinions on that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.